dependency on the Lord Jesus. It's not Liz is going to have it her way and I'm running down this road and I'm going to do it my way no matter what. But a submission unto the Lord that I would see what he has planned for my life come into fruition. To your name be the glory, O God. Speaking to us, help us to discern and know your voice clearly, your direction, your path. When you engage with us and you ask us to do a certain task that may seem a little outside of what I'm comfortable doing, speak to us, Lord, that we would take the gospel truth, hallelujah, to the entire world. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Spend time with you this week, Lord. Every time we open up the Word of God, He's present. The truth is that life will come and just distract us, and we at times have very good intentions of spending quality time with God. Not reading the shortest psalm we could find and say, I did my devotions, here I go. God, be present with me. Our God is merciful and He does show Himself strong to us. But something happens to us when we draw near to God. The scripture speaks of the burnt offering, which was an offering, a voluntary act of worship, where we would enter into this place, this tabernacle area, and bring our sacrifice. The Bible says that it was God Himself who lit that sacrifice. An ongoing reminder that we need Him. Keep the fire burning. Oh God, help us to stay near and to stay close. Father, You are good. even of disappointment. Because when we are in a place of waiting, it seems like God is late or hasn't revealed to us what the plan is. And sometimes the enemy will come in and just bring discouragement, begins to whisper, "You're pretty right. He ain't coming." And we begin to believe that, and our hope diminishes, and it gets clouded, and our vision is no longer clear. Our path seems like it's full of nonsense, and we can't seem to walk straight. But God is a God of hope and promises. He asks us to look to Him. Look to the hill from where your help comes from. He's telling us these things. He's very well aware. The scripture says He's acquainted even with our sufferings. He knows what we're going through. But His word also says that He has not left us and will not leave us or forsake us. That's my hope. Thank you. Welcome to the Orange County Gospel Fellowship. Don't forget to seek his face. He is a God who answers prayer and takes the impossibilities and makes them possible.